The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 645.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a life coach, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Karen Lin. Karen, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Great. Thanks, Sheena. Hi, I'm a life coach and I help women in STEM get promoted. I found out that less than 5% of CEOs in Fortune 500 are women. And I felt like we're in a day and age where that seems really ridiculous to me. And so I want to see that come to parity in my lifetime. But first, women need to get promoted. So I'm really passionate about that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's insane that only 5%, you know, are women CEOs in Fortune 500 companies. I remember interviewing a ballet dancer, and she even said, like, the ballet industry is still male dominated. So even though it may seem it's woman dominated, there's still a lot of industries out there that are dominated by male. It's up to us to go out there and, you know, like you said, promote ourselves and show others what's possible and bring those numbers up. So thanks for sharing that. And Karen, what's your cultural background?
I was born in Taiwan. Both my parents are Taiwanese, so I'm proud to be from Taiwan.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I am more than enough. And that's just something I tell myself and that I believe that all women should believe about themselves.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I think that's something, you know, that we should tell ourselves all the time, right? Especially as women, especially as Asian women, we always feel like we're never enough, right? But really, we are more than enough, like you mentioned. So I really love that mantra and quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think it's being self-assured, and it's really knowing that you have your own back no matter what. You really can't rely on others for your own confidence.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Karen, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think this is actually a great question. I really feel like it's more of a journey. And when I was thinking about this, I just thought, was so consumed by my struggle with unattainable perfection growing up. I call it the pursuit of suffering. And you know, one of the, I think the tools used during my childhood was the comparison game. And I think that's really common in Asian childhood. There's always someone doing better. And I think it was meant to motivate us, but it also implies that without achieving enough, you won't be enough. You know, so I actually believe it's a journey and that I'm still on it.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, yeah, like you mentioned, the comparison game is pretty popular in Asian culture, especially growing up, especially with school, like who won so many awards, who got the great job, who graduated with honors, things like that. I mean, you know, I know sometimes people don't mean to do it, but they don't realize how much that hurts us, right? How much it brings our confidence down, not realizing like you said, we feel like we're never enough. And, you know, we really are, and we don't need those things to define who we are. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than enough to go out there and, you know, be the person that you are today, especially being a life coach? What was that aha moment?
I think there are two significant points in that journey. I think an early one, I was the only Asian kid at my school. So early on as a child, I had that notion, there's no one else like me. Like there's always going to be somebody smarter and prettier and more successful and thinner, like whatever you want to name, you know, the adjective, right? But that the combination of all the things that I was, that there's only one me. And I think that helped me get through grade school and growing up in a town without a lot of Asians. And then after becoming a coach, you know, I've always been really passionate about doing the internal work and, you know, modeling the journey because I want to inspire my tribe, right, to join me. And, you know, I just keep hearing so many stories, and it's what made me realize, oh, that it was my own fear of failure that was keeping me small. And you know, to really lean into that and kind of live in that, like the edge of discomfort is what I call it, you know, because that's where the growth is.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think, you know, we all go through that, right? The fear of failure, getting laughed at, you know, especially we fear that people might think we're no good. And we feel like failure is such a bad thing, not realizing, you know, failure is part of the process. And it builds us character, it builds us strength to keep going no matter what happens, right? Because life is full of ups and downs. It's how we keep moving forward that matters the most. And, you know, because of those realizations, what's your life been like now?
It's actually been a beautiful series of failures to really fail my way forward. And, you know, to say if you want something to really increase your self-confidence, that's really done it. And, you know, it's really allowed me to speak up and say the hard things. And that's been a really huge thing. It's a huge thing as a woman.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
To never take anything personally. Literally anything that anyone ever has to say about you is a projection of where they are. It's a reflection of something within themselves that, you know, they're focused on. It really has nothing to do with you.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And I know that's something we all can learn from, right? I know sometimes I take things personally and, you know, sometimes we just have to step back and realize, you know, just because they say that doesn't mean it's true, right? And we keep going no matter what happens. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, I'm at thelinlife.com. And the Lin Life is my handle on just about everything. And I also have an Alexa flash briefing called the Lin Life Universe. And it's also a little micro podcast helping you to live better in a minute a day. So check it out.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Karen, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Karen's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Karen today for taking the time to share her tips and story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you so much, Sheena, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.